Hey, this is CollarWorks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. With me this week is Benjamin Todd Wills, an artist that recently spent time up at the Elizabeth Murray Artist Residency in Granville, New York. He's calling in today from the Midwest, and he's going to tell us about one of his most recent projects, Aeronautical Visual Art Program, or AVAP for short. It's a program that points to the fine line between explorer and artist. Listen up.
This is Ben Wills coming to you live from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, thank you for calling in. You were one of our artists at the artist residency in Granville at the Elizabeth Murray. And I didn't get a chance to do a conversation with you up there, but I'm doing one now. So you're back home. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about how it went up there.
I think it was, you know, two of the best weeks of my life, and really just an amazing time and a completely relaxing environment and a place where, you know, I was so super lucky to go in with the artists that were up there with me, because there was tons of great conversations about how we're making and what we're making, and looking at other people's practices, and I can get so much out of talking to Bradley just about, you know, what I'm thinking about as far as art goes, or how we're both perceiving kind of the, you know, how we're definitely perceiving the kind of the same thing. And so, you know, everything from when you first get up in the morning and you're having coffee with everybody and kind of everyone's getting things going, to, you know, later in the afternoon watching Kyung try to work out her performance. I mean, it was just an inspiring group to be with in an incredibly productive environment that, you know, just was wonderful.
That's great.
The
couple times I was up there with you guys, it definitely seemed like a good group and an interesting group. You mentioned Bradley, who's a painter. You're a little bit of like a sculptor slash. Would you consider performance part of that too? Or
gosh, man, you know, so yeah, like that's been like the big question that's dogged my whole kind of, you know, art career. So you kind of like nailed a bullseye there on asking me a question that I'm just not prepared to answer, which is what kind of artist am I?
You know,
I think when you get down to like the brass tacks of it, I think that I'm a sculptor who wishes he was a painter. And that comes out, and I think that comes out through a lot of my performances.
That's funny, because I'm a photographer who wishes he was a painter. But but back to you, a couple projects that like really intrigued me about your work were two that got me hooked in, like, you know, this guy's got to come here and he's got to do something. So one of them, I think the first one was the Aeronautic Visual Arts Program, and that has a title of the Pissarro Missions, which you actually just performed one or launched one. But why don't you, if you could tell the audience a little bit about that and what's going on with that.
So I think that with the Aeronautic Visual Arts Project, or AVAP as I often refer to it, it's kind of been a response to the renewed interest in space exploration. And for a long time, I've been interested in making work that I'm not 100% in control of, and also the idea of exploration, I think, is really kind of always in my work, and kind of, you know, having this like backyard scientific approach to making a painting and also exploring geology at the same time. But what I'm doing is creating these small little vessels that I attach a 10-foot helium balloon to, and And I launch them into the air, and they'll go about 95,000 feet up into the air, and they have cameras on them that record the curvature of the Earth, and it records the entire flight. So, you watch it go up, and it takes, an hour to 3 hours to get up to about 95,000 feet.
Wow.
While it's moving around, while the craft is spinning and while it's getting blown through the wind, there's also a box on board that there's a camera that's filming it's making a painting, and it's documenting its movement with this bouncy ball that's covered in oil paint that's inside of it. So when you watch these videos, you're watching, you'll go from Kansas City, and then in the course of an hour, you're out in the thermosphere about 95,000 feet up, and you've watched this ball that is making this painting the whole time. And then ultimately the balloon will explode, or it'll pop up at, like, 92,000 to 95,000 feet, and then it'll parachute back to the Earth. And that's always a really turbulent ride, but you get to watch it, kind of freak out for a second, and then it starts really moving quick back to the Earth, and it creates this really, I think, wonderful painting that is so fast and kind of just really captures movement the same way that, I hope, or in like a kind of a similar conversation that I think that like Camille Pissarro or Monet or any of the Impressionist painters were trying to kind of achieve at the time.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you know where it's going to fall? Like, that's one thing I was curious about.
Yeah, you don't. And that's what one of the things that really appeals to me is that, mm-hmm. So I take also soil samples from where it's launched, and then I'll take soil samples again wherever it falls. So the furthest one's gone about 180 miles, and then the one I did last week, it only went 40 miles away. And it really just has a lot to do with the atmospheric conditions that aren't on the surface of the Earth, right? So mm-hmm. So there's a GPS unit attached that every 8 minutes lets me know the coordinates. I do the launch, I clean up everything, get everything kind of packed away, take it all back to my studio, and then I get in a car and start chasing GPS coordinates. And of course, like this last weekend, it landed in the back of a cow field outside of Missouri City, Missouri. And so you have to, you have to drive up to somebody's house and knock on their door.
Right. There's a negotiation that has to take
place. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. My name's Ben, and believe it or not,
I just made an art project in your backyard.
Yeah. And you're a big part of it.
Yeah. So, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
Yeah. So they actually, it was so far out in their farm that they put me on a four wheeler, and we went out and like had to drive around and hunt it down.
Wow. Oh, that's fascinating.
It was a lot of fun.
Coming from the Midwest, I don't know, how was your impression of upstate New York? I'm curious about that.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. One of the things that was really incredible about it, it's so beautiful up there. It's so, mm-hmm. It's so much different than it is here. It's so green. Like there's so much life up there, kind of thing, mm-hmm. As where like here, like we have like the huge sky, and then we have, inside, like it's really like kind of it. So being up there was incredible. Having no cell service and really, kind of like dial up internet. I think it really goes into like, even like remote, like I was so far removed from my element, from the Midwest, from my life, from, the first day that you're up there, you start seeing, like, you kind of freak out a little bit because you can't manage, your life at all. And then after 24 hours, you realize, like, this is it, and I can completely forget about life and just be up here with these people and, try out some new things, make mm-hmm. some art, but the setting is just so incredible, and being so far removed from everything is just, I can't wait to apply again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure we would love to have you back.
Yeah.
And I actually, cause we got to wrap it up here, but, I would love to talk to you again, about the airplane project we didn't get to, but as always, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and also for taking part in the residency program and sharing your work with us.
Well, it's my favorite residency that I've ever, you know, been a part of, and it was just such a pleasure and, you know, a transformative experience for me.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, thank you, Ben.
Yeah,
take care,
thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
As always, thank you for listening. If you haven't yet, please check out Colorworks Gallery at 621 River Street, Troy, New York. Coming up is the Mad Collar Party and Birthday Bash. We're celebrating 10 years of art and a whole lot of fun. To purchase tickets for the Mad Collar Party and Birthday Bash, please visit our website, collarworks.org, or go to our Facebook page,